6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The stool's all together. Sip is back from his trip to California. We got a lot of pictures from you out there.
Not a lot.
I was impressed by it.
Not a lot of pictures. A couple.
We asked for pictures usually, and you used to give us maybe none to one. I think you gave us three or four
for
this trip.
Two.
You sent us a rest.
You got Dolphins gear on.
Well, they beat the Bills yesterday. Yes, they beat
saw
the Bills.
That.
So, you saw Jackie Robinson's family or something like that? What was that? I was so lost in the conversation you were setting in the morning time.
We stayed in Pasadena, obviously, and Jackie Robinson's wife and daughter stay there because their house was in a fire.
Ooh.
So they've been there for some time. I didn't know it was her. There's just a lady sitting in the lobby. and then Sean ran into her daughter in the elevator, and they explained the whole thing. I didn't have any contact with them. I just saw her. She's a regal lady in the lobby. That's all I knew. I didn't know she was
a regal lady in the lobby.
Yeah, a regal lady that happened to be Jackie Robinson's wife. Jackie Robinson lived in Pasadena, as does Shohei, by the way. Shohei lives in Pasadena, but nobody knows the exact house.
That's
because he can't. He had to move because he gets besieged by press. So nobody knows where he lives. They just know he lives in Pasadena. Weird
that's
life.
That's probably good, right?
I don't know. It would be,
why does his house need to be nowhere?
It'd be disconcerting to me.
Leave the guy alone after the game.
Yeah, they don't leave him alone. He's a pretty big deal. The Dodgers are a huge... I mean, that is a... Wow. It is. We went to Dodger Stadium to get Deshaun... to get gear. Oh my God, I just thought we'd go in a little shop and there'd be a few people in there. No, it's like an event. There's like hundreds of people.
The World Series
there.
Is over for a week or two now.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It's like they it's like a whole or thing that you do. People descend in that building and just wipe everything clean. And they must restock it. I don't know. I got a hat though.
So. You did. You didn't bring it in today.
Yeah, I do. I have it.
Well, you didn't. It's not on right now.
Why is it not on?
Why didn't you wear the
Dodgers hat? Put the Dodgers hat on.
Come on.
Go get it.
Is it with you?
Steve, go get it.
Is it with you right now?
Can I just do it at break?
Yes, you can do it at break. That's fine.
I'd rather have it now.
All right, how are you guys doing?
Fine.
Good.
Fine.
It's Jake's dream Monday.
Pretty good. Pretty good weekend.
Jake, generally, I beat him in every... You always know when things are going well. Yeah, I beat him in every day. And Jake was here early. I mean, he was, look at him. He was sparky.
Peacocking.
He was peacocking around.
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska
just
won. Yeah. Oh, he was.
I peacocked around. Yeah. I was just doing a little dance before the show.
The Dolphins.
You got Nebraska
win.
Basketball, Husker football, Dolphins win.
Were the Dolphins like 1-13 against the Bills?
No, they were 2-15 versus Sean McDermott as the head coach of the Bills.
Okay.
That's horrific. That's so bad. So bad. And they won yesterday, 30-13.
Yeah, it was an ass kicking.
It was
complete. I watched a little bit of it, then I got off of that. I'm like, well, there's no reason to watch this game. There's other games on. And then I really, that about wrapped it up. About half of NFL football wrapped it up. I watched a little bit last night.
Who was on last night?
Chargers and the Steelers.
Yes,
25-10. LA beats the Steelers. Pittsburgh's offense is really bad. It shows up about once every four games. It did not show up last night. It's rough to watch them.
Really?
Sometimes.
Is that only 1-8?
I think they're 5-4.
Oh.
I mean, their record's fine.
Hold
they're
on.
5-4. But if you watch the games they have lost, their offense has been really bad. Yeah. And it was really bad last night.
That SoFi Stadium looks cool. I'd like to go to that.
You see, that's where UCLA's going to play now.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. See, now whenever you play out there, it'll be a while before I'm sure Nebraska plays at UCLA with the rotation of games.
I think it's done. I think they're done in Pasadena. Yeah.
What's that? But Nebraska will still play UCLA is what I'm saying.
But so I think they're
next time you play, and you see there, you'll get a chance to go to SoFi.
I would not regard that with sadness.
When you were on the show Friday, we had Nick Cope, a UCLA broadcaster, on it. Bill asked that question about. You see reports that they might move to SoFi, and Nick was down not happy. We all three of us were upset. And well, Nick is upset too. Yeah.
That's it.
He goes, it's not going to solve any problems with the attendance. He goes, it's not going to solve a problem that He goes,
really?
He goes, yeah. He goes, now it's less mileage. He goes, it's on the busiest interstate in America. Yep. He goes, it's not also like they're just going to pack the house now. That's not going to happen.
It's sad. I mean, that's it. So you won't go to the Rose Bowl anymore.
Yeah, no one's going to play in the Rose Bowl except for one game a year. That's going to be it. So
the Rose Bowl.
So how do you do that? What do you do? How does a stadium stay open for one? I mean,
They're going to have the Olympics there. That helps, right? So they're going to do a lot of. They're going to
one year,
but they'll refurbish it and get it all gussied up, and maybe can you have other events there though?
Yeah, I don't know what you
events.
Do. I have no idea. There'll be something, but just
events.
But yeah, back in the day, it'd be Evel Knievel jumping 20 buses, but Evel Knievel's not around anymore. There's not even like an Evel Knievel 2. There's not anybody else that's even doing what it's like. Well, my mentor was Evel Knievel. Now I jump buses. No, there's no mentor.
Nobody's jumping buses, but can't there be other events?
That'd be the only event there could
even
be.
Even like a flea market. Yeah. You know,
that's the
market at the Rose.
Well, I mean, stuff
that's,
like that.
That's quite a
car shows.
That's what they turned. That's what they turned the stadium in Hawaii. They did flea markets there. They had them going, like, when we'd pull up during the game.
A little different.
Listen to Bill.
There's a flea market going, yes.
Is it different?
Imagine going to a flea
market
every
Saturday.
What's
the capacity of the
Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Getting some trinkets.
I'm talking about things like that. Yeah. I mean, car shows. Concerts, for
LA had the iconic stadiums going with the Coliseum and the Rose Bowl, and they're taking one of those away just because they want to. Not tearing it down, but they're taking a home game away from home games from UCLA in the Rose Bowl.
Still in pretty good shape. They still, you know what they still do that's striking to me is they have someone always sweeping, so the pavement's just incredibly clean in the area of the Rose Bowl. They don't allow trash to be laying around. So it's really regal. It's still beautiful. It's a little, there's some decrepit kind of little areas of it, but not in anything bad. It's beautiful.
Now, we got a text from you, I think about 2 a.m. Friday morning, saying, change of plans. I won't be in for the show. Flight got canceled. Yeah, when were you informed about the Lincoln cancellation?
Oh, I knew the cancellation probably at 6 p.m.
Oh, so you didn't let us know until the morning.
That was great. That's great. That's great.
The 2 a.m. morning was
your case. And you did that on purpose. You're going, I was going to hold this off, and I'll drop it on them when they're asleep.
Right.
Yep. So when they wake up, they get this, and then they're not going to do about it.
Well, I didn't want to.
And even that skeptical.
I didn't want questions. Yeah. No, it got canceled here. It was, No, here's what the deal is. We could have flown out, but we couldn't fly back with that plan, so we had to make a whole new plan. There was cancellations all over, although that was all overblown. Like, people kept saying, oh, God, I bet you travel's a nightmare. No, it wasn't a nightmare at all. It was perfectly fine. We just had to fly out of Omaha. So we had to fly out of Omaha. The big change is the reason I couldn't do the show is because we had to fly out of Omaha at 9 instead of Lincoln at 9. Well, that's what changed.
Were you scared of our reaction at 7 p.m. Thursday night if you told us that?
A little.
He's afraid we do some research and find some flaws.
There was no flaws.
I would not push back at a flight being moved to Omaha.
No, there's no flaws.
But you waited until the middle of the night to send it, and you knew it.
I didn't want a bunch of
questions. You knew it 7 hours earlier.
I did have a lot going on that night trying to get – I had a lot going on, and I couldn't afford a bunch of questions. So I did. I had it in my mind. I'm just going to send this at late at night. I mean, that was the way to do it.
It was actually at 3:30. I got 3:30 a.m. The text came in. Yeah.
Well,
3:30 a.m.
I was getting up.
All right. Well,
it is what it is.
You made it there.
There was.
We made it through.
That was the only problem. It wasn't that big of a. I don't like flying out of Omaha, but anyway, it was good. Flew into Omaha.
You took a picture at a restaurant with just glasses on the table at one point, right?
Yeah, that was Arroyo's.
That's the first picture we got. Was that?
I don't like doing it. Include others in the photo if they don't know it,
It was not even food, it was just glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no food.
Very odd.
Nothing food.
It was just a picture that said I'm at a steakhouse. That's all I wanted.
I would know. All I saw were glasses. I have no idea it was a steakhouse.
Just a picture that says I'm out. It didn't. You didn't really want a picture of my Wagyu steak.
Yeah, I kind of did actually.
I mean, it's just a piece of steak with some vegetables. I mean, that's all it was.
Vegetables.
Yeah. It wasn't anything. It was a nice restaurant. Blah blah blah. It was fine. Well, the highlight was the top. I think it was called the Top Hat, a pastrami.
Yeah, what was that like? I saw that.
I don't know how to describe it except it was incredible. Like, it was in Pasadena. It's a sandwich shop that for the locals, and it was really good. It was pastrami. It was the best pastrami I've ever had.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, was it called? Was it called?
The Hat.
Yeah, the Hat.
And you said they had to update the bag because it says 2021 on it.
It says bag serving 75 years, and it's
2021. It says 1951 to 2021. And
I just haven't updated the bags.
The Hat.
Yeah.
World famous pastrami. That does look pretty good.
Oh, my God. The pastrami sandwich was remarkable. You know me, too. I'm not that impressed. I don't even like pastrami that much, but it was really good. It was fun. It was a fun trip. It was kind of
It was like in the 80s the whole time, too. Warm. Hot.
Oh, my God.
Came back to
the pool. All those stories about California, so I never saw any problems. The hotel was incredibly well run. I never saw any issues at all. It was like being in paradise. I can see why people live out there, especially in Pasadena. Although, it is expensive in Pasadena. I think if you drive 8 miles to the east and go to Monrovia, it's doable.
Monrovia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doable. Well,
glad you're back. Anything if you idle chit chat for you, Bill, this weekend at all?
Got started pretty good. Not pretty good, but yeah, solid movement on the Christmas decorations.
Oh, really?
Trees are up. Oh. Yeah.
What day is
trees are the up. Polar bears Electric. Out?
The polar bears are out.
Yes.
Polar bears are out in the basement.
God, love that.
We have a bunch of Nutcracker stuff up.
November 10th.
Yeah, so we've got we're full on Christmas. Yes, and that is a standard for us.
Early.
Yes, we want it early. Yes. Okay. The whole thing, we don't do it till after Thanksgiving. I think that's stupid. So
I never said that.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. I don't really fight that one too hard. I don't get into the, I won't make a statement like Jake did last week and then get all the Twitter, coming at me. I just make a statement that we have my stuff up. And if they're against it, they're just against it. And I'm okay with it.
Right.
Yeah. So I just kind of let that one go.
Did you tweet it out?
Which I did not tweet it out. Did not
just
send,
don't.
Yeah.
Oh, could actually. That'd be benign.
Yeah. But someone that, like, cause there's not enough time from Thanksgiving on.
That's
just not enough time. And I want to enjoy it. So guess what? And we have them on all the time. The Christmas lights are on in the house at all times.
Nice.
And I went Christmas lights last night
on Halo.
I want Christmas.
He's back.
I want
him
different,
ready.
Though. They were like 3 or 4 red, 3 or 4 green. I'm going to probably try to mess with that a little bit.
Okay.
I want it more, a little different, more light.
It's festive at the Bush home.
Yes.
So that Christmas was it. Is here for Bill.
So that was it.
I like
that. Was
that.
Our main thing that we got, that we handled.
Idle chit chat. Last thing I'd say, I watched the Good Life halves yesterday. People run. Yeah. It was cold. It was like 25 degrees in the morning. Hey, Bill, you dropped off somebody at the race. Saturday?
Yes, I dropped off. Keep talking, Jake. I guess I'm going
to
bring
it. We decided to be the people that handed out tissues. People always give you hot chocolate waters. You don't see a lot of tissues when people are running. The runny nose is when it's 20 degrees outside.
Stuff's coming out.
Those were out like in 20 minutes. The box was gone quickly in the race.
Yes.
Saw it. So it was fun. We were outside in about mile 3, went through our neighborhood.
The halfsy.
We're at about 45 minutes.
Yes.
In the cold.
So a couple things. One, if we could, Bailey Schindler, that's Shin Daddy's son, Bo, that's his wife. Bailey, she ran that thing yesterday, and she won the female kindergarten teacher division of Southeast Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah, she won the kindergarten.
There's a division for that.
Female kindergarten Southeast Nebraska.
Very specific division.
She won that. So if you could shoot her a text at 402-705-0097, and that's Bailey Schindler, Shin Daddy's niece. Yeah, that 402-705-0097. She won the female kindergarten teacher division of Southeast Nebraska.
Bailey.
We won't ask the amount of people in that flight. That
not
division,
sure of that right now, but she won that.
She won it, though.
She has medals. She has she got medals for it. Yeah, so she
probably
was.
A few hundred.
Congrats to Bailey. That's great.
But I thought it was incredible. Now, so during the drop off, I even went with her. I'm like, Bailey, we're looking at a wind chill at 10. do you want to bail on this thing? And she's like, no. I don't know how many bailed. I'm going to say not many.
No, it was packed.
I'm going to say not many.
A lot of people running.
Was it 10 wind chill?
It was 10 degrees wind chill.
Yeah, probably was about that.
Oh, it was brutal. And but Bailey said, she goes, wasn't that bad. She goes, it wasn't that bad. And I go, are you serious? It wasn't. She goes, no, really, it wasn't that bad.
People here are really hard.
And I also think that is quite, it has to be even a better feeling. When you run the halves, you're like, okay, I ran it. But when the people that ran it yesterday got a huge bump in my mind. I'm like, okay, this is way different than running if it was 44 degrees.
Well, the week had been in the 60s, and today it's going to be in the 60s this week, and it was just one day of bitter cold.
Yes.
And so they got screwed. But congrats to all those who ran. Congrats to Bailey on winning the kindergarten teacher division in Southeast Nebraska.
Yeah, Southeast Nebraska.
Big deal.
Female.
Text her.
Yes, please text her.
And that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need
Joey
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey will not be happy with this because he loves ag and he loves things that grow. And what was the turf in the Rose Bowl? Natural grass.
It's natural.
Natural grass. That's over. Now they're in SoFi. Yeah, there's no natural grass now.
Stupid.
This wow, you guys are not big on this SoFi.
Why would you take away the Rose
No,
Bowl?
I'm down on the SoFi. No. Because if they go with it, and this is what Joey would agree with me on, if they go with, the I'm place will be packed now. The place will be packed.
No.
It won't be packed.
No.
It won't be.
It's 12 miles. It is 12 miles versus 30.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
But it's because
you know my stance.
Traffic will be bad still. Terrible. 464-5685, call or text as always. Nebraska played football on Saturday night. Sip was there at 6 p.m. your time, 8 p.m. our time here in Lincoln. This went late. Nebraska jumped out to a 28-7 lead. They win 28-21. This is a win on the road in November. We don't see that very often. These are the last 10, you know, 6, 7, 8 years in Nebraska.
Rules 2-8 in November. And I think they were 5-20 since 2019.
That's correct.
Yeah. 5-20. So now they're 6-20.
6-20.
Yeah.
It's improvement.
Yeah.
You were there, Sip. You were at the game.
Yeah, paint the picture, Steve.
Well, it was beautiful. It was a gorgeous day. It was. It was 25,000. All the guys, media, were saying 25,000 Nebraska fans out of 44. Probably about right. I mean, safe to say 20,000 for sure.
It looked like they had a lot of area marked off. I mean, unsittable.
No, they did.
It's
not. It's kind of weird playing there, right? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be in terms of emptiness and like a cavernous
feel. It looked empty. Nebraska fans, their section was good. And there was Nebraska fans everywhere. That looked good.
When they panned out, it wasn't a great picture.
It looked bad.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I thought, though. And I know it wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. UCLA's just kind of a light. Oh, God.
Go ahead, say it.
I have to choose my words. It seems like kind of a lifeless program to me.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm worried about pushback.
No. I mean, you're sitting in a spot where it's like, okay, we got the Big Ten money. We had to do USC and UCLA together, but I don't know. That's not a great ad right now. Pretty great ad, I guess, for the non-revenue sports, the Olympic sports, because UCLA is really good in those areas, and then basketball. But for the football part of it, it looked completely lifeless.
The defense looked like, God, I didn't want to start this by bashing UCLA.
Well, go for it. It's
well, fine. They didn't look, they looked lifeless on defense and unimaginative on offense. This is a high school offense.
Run, Nico, run. Yeah. Find a way to get yards, Nico.
It looked to me like they just give the ball to the running backs to rest Nico. And then we'll get it back to Nico here. Just you run it this time. We got to get it back to
Nico. I thought this would come up later in the show.
I disagree with that.
It almost
but
looks like
they being UCLA, if they don't have Nico, they lose that game 42-0.
Yeah. Probably
35 to 42-0.
Yeah.
Defensively, UCLA did nothing to try to do really that. They kind of lined up. There was not, wasn't, they just, they played it as generic as they could. And I don't know if there was, I had a buddy that was at the game who's in the world of agents. And he was speaking to a scout and he said, New Mexico's has several more NFL prospects
than UCLA.
On defense than UCLA has on defense.
And they didn't play, I didn't think they played hard.
No, it looked like it, which was shocking. I thought they would have some spirit in them.
This is after the bye week.
Didn't seem like
after the bye week. And I felt that on the other side of the football too. I'm like, Nico looked remarkable. Not really remarkable, but just, I mean, some of his escapes were ridiculous that he made. Can throw it, obviously. Receivers, I didn't see anyone that would had any sort of a challenge. Same way at the running back position, really. It was just kind of a...
Just okay. They're good guys. They're guys. Yeah. I mean, they're legit Big Ten players, all of that. But no, they do nothing to blow you away. And now Nico does kind of blow you away because he's so big.
He's a good runner. He's
made a couple really make you miss plays that we talked about on the scramble. That was the version of the game. Mm-hmm. The weird part is if you take away the sacks, which you can't. How many times do I say that? Everything counts.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
The numbers were almost even on offense and defense.
Yeah.
They were on total numbers.
Nebraska
was like about 20 yards more, I think, and that was in sacks. If you took the sacks away, they were almost even. Nebraska, I don't think, didn't have a sack, but they all count. My point is, I thought Nebraska had somewhere around 600 more yards than UCLA had.
It felt like
I was shocked when I looked at the numbers and I saw that they...
13 more.
What's that?
13 more.
Yeah, but you look at it, okay, they rushed for more yards, UCLA did, and then they passed for more yards too, except then the sacks took it off. My point of it is, it's like, watching the game, I thought Nebraska would have out-yarded them by 250 yards.
Nebraska's very efficient.
Yeah.
They scored on their first four possessions.
That helps.
Yeah.
We're sort of bearing the lead. I mean, the quarterback looked excellent.
TJ Latif did look excellent. He was 13 for 15. Was he 10
for 11 for 11, I think.
11 for 11, yeah.
I don't think you can really, honestly, can really do that on air. It's hard to do. To say, to go 13 for 15 on air is possible, to start off 11 for 11. That's kind of hard to do because there's someone out there at least trying to stop you.
Yeah, he didn't throw an incompletion until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Till I think it was 13:42.
There was not a time in that game he looked uncomfortable.
No.
Was there? I mean,
no.
At any point. At any point did he look uncomfortable at all?
No, I thought it helped. He got it that first run. You know, he got a 14-yard run.
Right off the bat. First down.
That can help, I think. And, I mean, I thought the throws were pretty easy. You know, they didn't give him too much.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to the throws, but still, just the fact he had...
Oh, I got a question for Bill.
That he had that string is still hard to do because sometimes you can still, like I said, I watched the first couple of passes of Arch Manning Texas against Ohio State. He had guys wide open, threw the ball in the dirt. So you can throw the ball in the dirt. You can do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take away from what he did. Yeah.
What was your question, Steve?
Yeah, the thing I wonder, I've been dying to ask you this, and nobody could explain it to me, why did Nebraska run those slants and crosses where people have been, including myself, have been pining for those? Why not slants and crosses? Why were they available in this game? Answer that.
I don't have an answer.
Does it have anything to do with having a quarterback that can run a little bit?
Well, if they throw them, because a lot of times we used to use the word glance instead of slants, and that was the glance off an RPO. And so you're going to throw right in behind off the RPO action. And the RPO action wasn't as effective with Raiola. That wasn't it.
Because the run wasn't really
run. It didn't hold it as long.
Yeah.
Now, I would say this from watching the game from a wide scope, that Nebraska would have won this game also with Raiola at quarterback.
Because I believe that.
Because they were better efficiency across the board. Because in the end, the runs that Lateef had, where he had that first run, a couple others, it wasn't like a bunch of quarterback run game.
No, he ran five times,
for 31 yards.
Yeah, so it wasn't. So I believe either quarterback would have won the game, but it looked really good. Really good.
Are those – okay, now this is – Jake and I did not play football, so we have to try to sound like we did.
Right.
Are those man-beater routes?
Well, you can throw them against man. You're trying to win inside, and you're trying to – they being UCLA, didn't play a lot of man. They played some. There was man. There's some concepts in zone where it appears as if they're playing man in a quarter system. But there wasn't a ton of it. But they did have contested balls on that last drive, and they threw a couple passes. Mm-hmm. Those balls were contested by UCLA. So they were good movement, good throws. So, like I said, it was just all the way around. It didn't appear from watching the game that if you did anything besides just hand the ball to Emmett, that it was going to be anything besides second and three. There was a while they talked about how bad UCLA was on third down, and I think they were like
worst in the country.
Worst in the country.
Last.
But they couldn't get to third down.
No, yeah.
They weren't getting to third. Didn't have to. It was second and three, first and 10. At one point in time, Nebraska was 4 for 4 on third downs. And that was like late in the game because they just didn't hardly have any.
No, they ended up five of eight.
You kind of worried how Nebraska would bounce back after giving up the 17-play, 75-yard drive, 9 minute and 46-second drive that UCLA scored on. And they bounced back with four plays, 75 yards, Emmett Johnson, the screen pass for a touchdown. Emmett Johnson, once again, remarkable in this game, 100 yards rushing and receiving from the Huskers. Two touchdowns receiving, the wheel route and the screen pass.
First back touchdown. To do that in Nebraska.
That's correct.
Yeah, the first back.
That continues to
surprise me.
Get better and better.
First back to get 100 rushing and 100 receiving. Bill, give me some grace. I'm going to call that a wheel route, like a delayed wheel route, kind of?
What's that? It was
the second one.
Yeah. The first one was a screen. The other one was a wheel route. Well, here's the odd part.
The 56-yarder was a wheel route.
I have not looked at it very closely. I'm going to tell you why, and Jake can attest to this. They didn't show it over on the TV, on the copy, on the show.
TV.
They never showed it over again. All they showed was over again was Emmett in the end zone.
Yeah.
And then
celebrating.
I told my wife, I go, I want to see how the wheel got out. I want to see if he got through the line and got out. Obviously, it was a wheel route down the sideline.
Okay,
obviously, I was not sure what his release was.
Well.
And so the point being is, I go, well, I'll watch it. Though, that. And then they went to a commercial break. Then they came back. And they showed Emmett sitting on the sideline. Never showed it again.
The only reason I said it was delayed wheel route is because Lateef rolled right.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a throwback wheel route.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He released like a typical wheel route. I don't know why he got so open, but he was open. He made a nice throw, though. It was a good throw.
Lateef only had 15 attempts, but I thought he did a good job with progressions at times. There's a throw to Dane Key he had for, 20-some yards. That he looked off a guy and found Key, and he cut across the middle for 20-some yards. That was not his first look on that play, I do not believe, for Lateef. Mm-hmm. But I thought he...
Jake's going deep into all right. We're doing X's and O's here.
That's one
walk
play.
Us through the progression.
That's one play. I saw progression.
What's the route tree?
I saw progression.
Please send us the route tree breakers.
Back to the breakers on the good. Dane Key throw. Yeah. The long one. I think there was a nice progression there.
What's up, route tree?
Looked good.
Route tree.
I saw his eyes moving.
Route tree Sorensen.
He looked comfortable.
All right.
Just saying, one time.
He did.
I saw progression there.
He did. He looked really comfortable. He did look really comfortable. That's the. I would say that it's informative that he made it look easy. I think you guys would agree that if there's an athlete that makes it look easy, that's a pretty good sign.
Yes.
You know, that's a sign of sometimes greatness. Now, we'll see now at Penn State. Penn State doesn't look bad to me. I know. Have they lost six in a row?
They have.
They don't look bad on defense.
No. We got to address.
I just do Bill Shrills. Go ahead.
No,
hang on. Go ahead and do it. Just do Bill Shrills. That's fine.
We have one thing here.
Take it. Do Bill Shrills. No, you do it. You do Bill Shrills.
We have a text to address.
We got Jake doing the route tree.
I'm Bill Shrills. Can we talk about
this? Is great.
Well, we can address this. Mankato Cougar is not happy. He says,
Why?
Shocker. You guys are giving Nebraska zero credit for the win. Time to tear down Penn State. He says, we talk about how bad UCLA is. Nebraska looked good in the game.
I think we said that numerous times, how well they looked.
He's hearing what he wants to hear.
Yeah, Latif. Yeah, UCLA is not a very good team. They're not a very good team. Like I said before.
It was a good win, though.
Like I said on the show, I think it was Friday, I said, it's the same players that gave up 300 rushing to New Mexico. That's the same guys that jogged out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It is informative. They did beat Michigan State by 25.
Yes.
They did beat Penn State.
They did.
Right?
And then put 42 on Penn State.
Yeah, they put four.
Then they beat.
Please get it. I should know it off the top of my head.
They beat Maryland.
Oh, Maryland
by 3. 20-17.
Yeah, by 3.
That was remarkable. Maryland had taken the lead, and they went down. They had a nice drive. They got a big play somewhere. I remember what it was, but it was a huge play.
To the listener, they have. That's a Big Ten team. They're a Big Ten team, UCLA. They're just. They have been spotty. They definitely have had their moments, but one of their moments was not Saturday night. I just didn't think they looked very engaged. Now, some of that is Nebraska maybe took that out of them a little bit early. I don't know. But I'm giving full credit to Nebraska.
I also think for those who are upset about Nebraska, going up by 21 and only winning by 7,
wins
a win. Here's the thing. As we all know, it's very hard to stop a running quarterback. People said, why can't you stop him? Because he's really good, right? It's not just easy to stop Nico like that. He's a very talented quarterback that we gave credit before the game to. It's just hard to stop that guy.
It is. I mean, you wish that at 28-7 that you would just put the hammer down,
yes,
right?
And
so Nebraska,
you hear some
up,
frustration with that, but
yeah, Nebraska goes up 28-7 with early in the third quarter. Because they came out of the halftime with a touchdown drive. So, yeah, I thought at 28-7, this should be over, but it wasn't. Nico hit a 45-yard pass to that running back, Woods. And I think the disappointing thing in a lot of people's eyes was you allowed UCLA. You chose to punt. It was a third and long. And they just ran. They ran the ball. So they were playing for Archie Wilson to pin him deep, which he did at the 4. And you just think, okay, they're not going to go 96.
And they did.
Yeah. That was that
12
was the
plays, 96 yards. Okay. Yeah.
So that was, but I'm with you, Jake. But you won a Big Ten road game.
But Nebraska then gets the ball back up 7 with 4:47 to go and does not give the ball back. Like that
close.
That
it
cannot
out.
Be over under. Yeah, that's incredible. 9
closed
plays, 36 yards. They did not give the ball back with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Helps to have number 21 in that situation, right?
Yes. But so, he had several passes on that drive, too.
He had one big one. One.
On that drive?
Yeah.
He had a couple passes, though.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah.
One big one, though, the 13-yarder to Isaiah.
Yes.
So that was, that was good. Latif responded in that situation, and they can run it. The offensive line played well. I mean, you've noticed that the offensive line criticism has subsided because I think they've only given up 2 sacks in the last 3 games.
That's correct.
So, and they're running the ball. So
yeah, the play calling helps a lot.
Does
and
it?
Then the play call, yeah, absolutely helps a lot. And then you're able to control the ball. You run the ball. Athleticism at quarterback gets you out of some because a normal quarterback for UCLA probably gets sacked 5 times in that game. I mean, he got out of some moments. It was just remarkable.
Houdini.
Yeah, it was remarkable. How someone can change direction at that at 6'6". It can change direction. He made guys miss in space, and it was like, oh wow, wow.
He's something else now. Yeah, he's their team. That's it. People said that, and then you saw it.
Yeah, like I said, the score would have been 35-0.
Yeah,
he's without
big.
Him.
I don't know what happens with him and them. I don't understand.
They got to go to Ohio State. It's the game of the week next week. It's on prime time.
Won't be pretty.
UCLA at the Shoe.
That's not going to look good.
I don't think
they
so.
Their offense has no imagination. It's just the best
Nico,
play
take
is
off, Nico.
Hike it to Nico and run.
I was thinking the same. I thought I would see a lot more creativity offensively. Mm-mm. Different groupings, different things. Like Nebraska came out in a lot of. In the first drive, they were in 13 personnel. They had 3 tight ends in the game, 1 wide out. I mean, I think that was kind of protect the edges and some things for you know, a new quarterback. But they had different, I mean, there's constantly some sort of different looks going on. UCLA, I was kind of the same way. I was like, I didn't see a lot of that. And then what happens is, it's like, when I always say, it's so important to see things on film. So they had a little bit of a tweak, they had a change of a coordinator. Then all of a sudden, now they've seen it on film. So now you got, now I have a good feel for kind of what's going on in this situation.
So now we go forward. You go forward with Latif. And
bye week.
Yeah, bye week.
And that's at, right. At Penn State, 2 weeks, and then home against Iowa, Black Friday. But you got a November win. People are thinking, oh, God, please do not go 0-4 again in November. They got no November win. Chance to get a couple more.
Yeah, decent chance.
Yeah, you have a really good chance.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Penn State. I'm not. They'll be tougher, though. Iowa will be, these teams will be much tougher.
Iowa, last second loss to Oregon.
Yeah, I don't want to discredit UCLA. I don't mean to do that completely. They had a nice little run. But, yeah, they're going to go to Ohio State and get walloped. Because they don't. Because what are they going to do against Ohio State's defense?
The
answer is nothing.
Nothing. No, that'll be an ugly game.
Yeah, unless they're holding stuff back.
I think they shell stuff for the Ohio State game. Hey, don't run that this week. We're able to for Ohio State.
To beat the Buckeyes with that.
And they're on, yeah. And as we mentioned, they're.
I
on
think
the
their last three are rough. I think it's Ohio State. Then they have USC. And they got, I think, Washington.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill.
You're exactly right. That's
their three like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're good. That's
going to
be.
They're not going to a bowl game.
No, they're not.
They had to beat Nebraska.
Yeah, they had to. And then even that wasn't going to happen.
No.
Yeah, that only got them to four.
Yep.
They had to win the two of the three of the last. That still wasn't happening. And I think that set in during their bye week. I think it's kind of like, okay, let's take a big scope of this and see what we got to get done here for this to happen. And that wasn't gonna take place.
It doesn't make there's things in the world that don't make sense to me. More and more things that don't make sense. And one is why you can't recruit to UCLA. I guess it's an academic discussion. I mean, it's so beautiful out there.
Getting kids into school is hard. So financially, it's been well noted by an ex head coach there, by Rick Neuheisel, talked about that his AD told him, we are funded to be an 8-win team. If you somehow do better than that would be great. Now, maybe you won like 8 and got fired. But that's not that.
They told Rick that
way back then. Like, this is what we're funded for. We're not set up financially right now to be in a great spot.
Are they funded better now?
Though they're still paying Calamony. So they're still paying Cal for them leaving. They made him pay
Calamony, like that,
millions of dollars. Of for a number of years to support Cal for taking that change, so and I like I said that you just find out you have to be so good, which is a Dan Lanning Oregon good, to be able to travel and win. Because you saw Washington, they went to Wisconsin and lost. And Wisconsin passed for 46 yards, and their punter was their leading passer.
How are you not scoring more than 10?
Come on, Jed.
That's what I mean. You scored 10, and then you lose to Wisconsin, who had just been, they hadn't won a league game either. Hadn't been close.
The travel is real. It's real.
And so UCLA traveling, wherever they have to go, different place they have to get. I mean, it's horrific. For a team on that coast, when there's only four of you, to be able to make these travels and win. You saw USC win lose to Illinois. Because they were just asleep at the wheels. The 9 a.m. kick for them, and they came on late, still lost.
Yep. Here's the thing, Jake and Bill. It's not, you know, it's not really a head-scratcher when you think about it. UCLA's got to make all these trips, and then when they come home, it's not like they really have a home. They don't have a home field. I mean,
there's no advantage there.
No, they're 30 miles away, and there's not a big crowd. Now, when you walk up, it's really cool.
It's like, cool.
They do a good job of like their game day presentation. You're walking up to the Rose Bowl. It's a beautiful setting. They present it well. It feels like a big time atmosphere when you're walking up. But then when you walk in, not so much.
And like I said, it is when it's the Rose Bowl. When all of a sudden it's USC playing Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Yeah. Then it's like, wow, turn this on and get it all over me. But when it's just bathe in it. But when it was just UCLA playing, you know, whoever, Rutgers, that isn't your, or in Maryland rolled in there a couple weeks ago.
It's not as much. It's cool in Nebraska.
It'll take a remarkable. I don't know how they pull it off.
Nebraska brings 25,000 people. Yeah. That helps a lot. It's sort of embarrassing for UCLA, right?
Oh, absolutely. They had as many or more fans. And what it looked like from a distance.
Oh,
anyway.
No, Nebraska 20. Yeah, it was probably equal, I think. Probably tilted a little bit toward Nebraska. 25,000 of the 44 is what the media people were saying. Nebraska 25,000 of the 44,000. So, yeah.
That was their largest attendance of the whole season so far at UCLA. Their biggest crowd they've had, thanks to Nebraska traveling.
So that kind of answers the question.
Pretty bad.
God, there's got to be athletes out there, though, Bill.
Well, there is. There's players. There is. There's players all over the place. But for some reason, I said, it's just got a huge hit and miss. And who's taking that job?
I don't know. Somebody, you tell me.
Somebody will.
Tell me.
Trust me, people want the job. But who's going to take that job?
Somebody, I hope somebody with fire in their belly that says, we're not going to be bad here. We have too much to be bad. I mean, it's so beautiful here. I can recruit to this.
My question to you is this one.
What?
Does their quarterback stay?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there, he's got to be going like, hey, next year, can we turn this around? No is the answer.
What are they paying him?
Yeah. Are you going to get to the playoffs with next year?
I know what I would do if I was his agent. Yeah. I would shop him hard to a great team because he can play.
Yeah. If all of a sudden he's playing with a really good defense,
yeah.
If he's playing with a really good defense, he would be.
How about
like to have him
Nico at Georgia?
Yeah.
What'd that look like?
I like that picture.
Yeah.
What'd that look like?
Is their quarterback done?
Gunnar Stockton?
Is Gunnar Stockton done? Because you wouldn't do that with Gunnar Stockton. You're keeping
Gunnar
Stockton.
How about Ty Simpson?
No, he's staying Ty Simpson.
I know, but I think he might go. I think he's eligible.
If he's done.
Draft eligible.
Yeah, if he's done, he's.
That's what I'm saying.
Then I'm looking at.
No, I'm not putting him over Simpson, Bill. I'm saying Simpson leaves and you go get Nico.
Oh, absolutely.
And pay him $3 million.
They could never do it, but could you imagine?
Stockton's a junior.
Imagine, so that ain't.
I think Ty Simpson's could go though.
Yeah,
Gunner's. You're not replacing Gunner's.
How would he look? Because they won't do this because they're already paying Bryce Underwood so much. Imagine at Michigan, because he's way better than Bryce Underwood.
It hurts me to hear that.
He's way better than Bryce Underwood. Wouldn't you say right now? Now Underwood's a freshman.
I hate to admit
he's a freshman.
Yeah,
he's a true freshman.
I like not Underwood.
True, yeah, so
Underwood's just raw, right?
But
he can't make you miss like that.
No,
he doesn't have that.
He's
kind
got potential, but not right now.
Can Nico throw at a level that's
The ability to make you miss. Do I think he can throw at that? No, I think he'll be a stretch to be an NFL quarterback. I think maybe make him run enough. Throw it. He's efficient. That's what he is. He's efficient with it.
Okay.
He's not elite. He's not elite.
He threw some wickedly bad balls.
Yeah.
He threw a couple good ones, though. 6:41.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where would you send the breakers today?
Early Bird.
The Bird.
It's open right now.
Bird.
With free and spacious parking at 19th and K. They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes.
10% off of the November win.
Ooh. That's from Jamie, I guess, himself. And.
Not sure, but ask.
Ask for that.
Just raise the question.
Raise the question. Say, you heard it on the.
You could ask that when you have a world famous.
Hash hole.
Stop by today. Early Bird open right now till 2 p.m. at 19th and K. And Lincoln, when we come back, Google Me refuses to lose. Discuss that next on Early Break of the Ticket.